Jack jumped out of the car and I got out before he made it around to get me. "Now, Emma Lee Raines," he scolded. "You know your granny would have my hide if she knew I didn't open your door." "Lucky for you," I jabbed his raw card chest with my finger. "Granny isn't here, nor will she be at home tonight." I winked and did my best sexy sashay toward the bar. "Uh-huh. I see ya." Jack ran past me, smacked his hand on my derriere, and grabbed the door of the bar to let me in. This was it, my big moment, the moment I've been waiting for 10 long years, the moment all of these people see me for who I am and not the creepy funeral home girl. "Do you hear something?" Jack's hand had gripped the door handle. My breath was held, waiting for my big moment. "No," I gestured for him to hurry and open the door. From far away, the wail of a siren stretched across to us. My heart sank. That sound meant that my night was probably not going to go as planned. "I was so close," I muttered when a Sleepy Hollow patrol car came skidding into the parking lot and a deputy jumped out. Jack Henry's instinct kicked in, and he took off in the direction of the deputy like I'd seen him do so many times before. They huddled together. The only thing I could hear was a low muffle.
"What's going on?"
Flugie Callahan asked when she opened the door of the watering hole, her camera in hand, no doubt waiting for my arrival with Jack Henry for our societal debut in the Sleepy Hollow News.
"Lights! Police lights!"
someone yelled from inside the bar. The jukebox went dead silent. Thunderous footsteps filled the space behind me. Jack stepped back from the deputy. The siren had been turned off. The blue and white lights swirled around, lighting up the darkness surrounding us. He held a clear bag in the air with something red in it and brought it to his face to take a better look.
"My scarf!"
Flugie's voice escalated with excitement. "I lost it." She darted down the steps toward the cruiser.
"Where on earth did you find it?"
The officer held it away from her when she went to grab it. The officer looked at Jack Henry. Jack Henry gave him the Baptist nod.
"This is your scarf?"
Jack asked Flugie.
"Yes, sir, it is."
She grinned ear to ear and rocked back on her heels.
"I made it with my own two hands."
"Flugie Callahan, I need you to come down to the station." The deputy took a step back toward the door of his cruiser.
"Why in the world would you need me to do that? For a silly scarf?" Flugie snarled. "I need you to answer some questions about the murder of Jade Lee Peel."
The deputy tucked his thumbs in the front of his pants.
"What? Murder?"
she cried out, looking between Jack and the officer for some sort of clarification. When she came to the realization that she seemed to be a suspect, she blurted,
"I didn't kill her."